Oh, hey, you guys. What are you watching? Right. You two are into this kind of movie, aren't you? No, it's cool. Do you mind if I join? Okay, I'll just sit here with you, brother. Move over. So, do you have any plans for the weekend? Well, if you don't have one, you can stay here. Yeah, for the whole weekend, why not? We don't mind, do we, little brother? It's actually getting a bit cold. I know, right? Huh? Oh, yeah, you get a blanket for my brother and me? Aw, that's so sweet. I love it when you come over. Thanks. Oh, and don't forget to get one for yourself, too. She's so nice, isn't she, brother? You got very lucky getting a best friend like her. There's been a friendship that's lasted for years. That's unusual. Do you know how hard it is to stay in contact with friends after high school? Yeah, and you two not only stay in contact, but you see each other on a regular basis. I think that she would have wanted to go to the same college as you. Yeah, but oh well. You two do everything together. It's so cute. What? I'm just saying it's cute. That's all. Trust me, as your big sister, I feel so at ease knowing that someone like her is your best friend. She takes such good care of you when I'm not around. Plus, she is really pretty. Isn't she, little brother? Aw, too shy to answer? Oh, look, you're even blushing. Hey, there's nothing wrong in saying your best friend is pretty, okay? Oh, yeah, you think so too? That she's pretty? See? It wasn't that hard, was it? But you are in love with her, aren't you? Come on, you can be honest with me. It's so obvious. Well, it's just the way you look at her, and the way she looks at you, and the way she talks about you when you're not around. Trust me, we always ask her if you two are dating yet or not. And all she can do is just giggle and blush. Well, you even talk differently to her when no one is around. Yes, at times I'm eavesdropping, and when you two are in your room watching something, or when you're studying together, yeah, when she's in your room, you two sound so different from when you're in public. Yeah, it's like your voices just get covered in sweet and tender love. Yeah, she is definitely a girl you should not let go. You need to tell her that. Oh, hey, welcome back. Thank you. Yes, we will just snuggle up and cover with this blanket. You didn't miss anything important, did she, little brother? It's your third time watching it? Wow, you guys must really love this film. You really like to see her legs, don't you? Oh, come on, you can tell me. No need to get all shy now. You love her, don't you? Well, that includes a little bit of lust, right? Oh, look at them. They look so smooth. And those shorts, your thighs must feel so nice to the touch. That moment when she dropped onto the sofa, her shorts lifted just enough for you to see a little part of her butt. Did you see that? Yeah, like a little bit of cheek. You must imagine how it would feel to poke that butt with your... Shh, don't raise your voice. Oh, no, nothing. It's just that he gets a little mean when I'm trying to lay my head on his shoulder, trying to be sweet. You know how he is. I know, right? He does the same to you? Yeah, It's like he can't stand the idea of someone just wanting to spoil him a little bit. Exactly. Come on, don't be like this. I know that you have masturbated thinking about her. Gosh, you're blushing. Oh, you're so cute. Well, I'm just going to keep on going. You are liking this, aren't you? Every time I see you two sitting next to each other on the sofa, watching or playing something, I can't help myself, and all I can think of is a picture of you two making out. What? So what if that's wrong? And anyway, it's not even wrong. You've imagined the same thing, right? Because I'm your sister? So what? I'm just saying what goes on in my mind when I see the two of you. Well, it's not that different from seeing porn, right? Just let me continue, okay? So, she's straddling you, and grinding on you, whispering in your ear, huh? Whispering your name, how good it feels to rub her little pussy against your bulge. And her little moans. Have you ever imagined how she would sound like when moaning? Such a hot scene, right? Yeah, I imagine that. But you must imagine that even more than I do. Every time you're alone in your room, it seems like that must come to your mind all the time. But you know, I am 100% sure that she does the same thing. Yes, believe me. I can see that on her. She wants you. Trust me, little bro. I know when a girl wants a guy. And believe me, she wants you so bad. If you have sent her a voicemail, or a short video, or even a picture of yourself, believe me, she has used those things to get off. Even if they're innocent and clean stuff. Yes. Imagine her in her room, masturbating all passionately while looking at your pictures, while listening to your voice talking about your day and stuff. Oh no, I'm fine. You can just hold on to popcorn. No, I'm not hungry. I am a bit thirsty though. And besides, you're a special guest. We've known you for so long. You'll always be treated like royalty here. Isn't that right, brother? Well, I hope he's been treating you well. He does. Well, he's a good boy then. What are we gossiping about? I'm just telling him my thoughts. Well, on the movie, of course. You know how he is, with his theories and all that. Oh, you do that too? Aw, you have so much in common, the two of you. No, don't move. I'm just going to stick my tongue in your ear. She won't suspect what's going on. It's dark, and the TV is louder anyway. What am I trying to do? Well, I can tell that the talk about my fantasies and how she might play with herself thinking about you has gotten you a bit, well, more than a bit hard. And I wouldn't be a good big sister if I leave my baby brother with a boner like that now, would I? Oh, don't think about me. Think about her. I'll just stroke you a bit under this blanket, lick your ear. But again, imagine it's her, and only her, okay? I've seen you get all horny around her. The time her blouse got wet, when the two of you got caught in the rain. And the time she sat in your lap because the car was full. And the time she was wearing a tight skirt and stockings. Even the time she was simply sitting with her legs crossed and wearing those little shorts. Naughty, naughty boy. You want to fuck her so hard, don't you? She won't be a shy and long-time friend anymore. You want her to be your wife? Your slut? your plaything at all times, right? Or maybe, just maybe, you want her to dominate you. Say you're in charge, using you the way she wants to use you. Praising you, maybe. Or encouraging your pervy behavior. You can do all those things. She'll be willing to do it. You only need to tell her. To confess, and then just take her. Or let her take you. Oh, believe me, a lot of times she has done things only to get your attention and to make you just go crazy thinking about her. Probably right now, she's wishing for you to go over there and whisper in her ear all the things you would do to her, or all the things you want her to do to you. She wants you to whisper her name, take her chin in your hands, and make out until the two of you can't think of anything else but using each other the whole night. So, after I stand up and leave, I want you to consider all the things that I've said. As soon as I leave the two of you alone, I want you to do what you've been waiting for. Come on, make your big sis proud. I'll see you in the morning.